Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Charter Communications.
And I'm Anna Palmer. The tax bill passed yesterday, but the next problem, trying to find a way to fund the government, is in full swing. Rachel Bate and John Bresnahan report that Paul Ryan is planning to bring a short-term funding bill to the floor today, despite internal resistance in hopes to avert a government shutdown and leave town for the holidays. It would also allow Republicans to take a victory lap on taxes for more than a day. Republicans plan to put forward a separate $81 billion disaster relief package for hurricanes. If those pass, look for the Senate to move quickly to pass the legislation. But let's unpack this a bit. The $81 billion supplemental spending bill is going to be a problem for Republicans for several reasons. GOP leaders are a bit squeezed. Conservatives don't love it, and House Democrats are in no mood to give the majority a win. The package has moved in Democrats' way. They've slipped in a provision to bolster Medicaid for the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico.
On that government funding bill, it extends the Children's Health Insurance Program through the end of March, which could help attract a few Democratic votes. But Republicans will have to carry the bulk of this thing on their own. The first quarter of 2018 is going to be messy. Here's the logjam the Republicans have set up for themselves. They're going to have to bust through spending caps. Republicans told us all fall they would use the downtime in December to strike a bipartisan deal to boost spending caps. Talks fell apart. The two parties quibbled a bunch. But after this three-week stopgap measure, they will have to increase spending. Defense hawks are going to be up in arms. Democrats are going to want equal increases in domestic discretionary spending. This is going to be a mess. And then there's the omnibus spending bill. They need to fund government through the end of September. That's never an easy proposition.
Look for the Obamacare fix. A fix to the so-called cost-sharing reduction payments will have to come in the early part of 2018 because it was supposed to get solved this month. Senators Susan Collins and Lamar Alexander, who supported a bipartisan patch, relented under pressure from the White House and Republican leadership. There's no doubt that the GOP needs to bolster this payment scheme in the first month of 2018, almost certainly on the back of an omnibus spending bill, which will contain lots that Republicans will hate. And then, of course, there's the debt limit. All of this emergency spending, more than $100 billion worth of it, has raised questions about when the nation's borrowing limit will need to be lifted. The United States government has stopped investing in certain vehicles because of Congress's inaction in raising the debt limit. The government is using extraordinary measures to avoid default. Expect a fight here, because Republicans will want spending cuts, most likely after a summer and fall filled with spending.
Don't forget immigration policy and DACA. Republican leaders have all but promised quick action on a legislative fix for so-called Dreamers, people brought to this country through no fault of their own as children. To say the least, this is an issue that splits Republicans, even if it rides alongside a package to boost border security spending. Trump really wants a fix, but you have plenty of House Republicans who will look to squeeze the Speaker if he moves an inch in the wrong direction.
Politico is reporting that state officials are panicked over the children's health program and that several states have notified enrollees that their coverage could be terminated by the end of January if Congress doesn't act. Meanwhile, John Bresnahan has a story on Mississippi Senator Thad Cochran and how he hasn't presided over a hearing since early September. The chairman of the Appropriations Committee has stopped meeting with anyone on substantive committee business, and the expectation is that he will step down or resign from the Senate altogether early next year.
The Washington Post reports that the Trump administration approved the first ever U.S. commercial sale of lethal defense weapons to Ukraine, a break from the de facto U.S. ban on arms sales in the Obama administration. Alana Shore reports that the Senate office that handles sexual harassment claims is refusing to disclose information on settlements despite pressure to come clean. Big cash alert, Stephen Ratner, frequently seen on TV, gave $33,900 to the DCCC in November. Jim Simons, hedge fund impresario, gave the DNC $339,000.
And in the juice, we've got Tim Lim, founder and president of Precision Network for the past 6 years and a partner at Bully Pulpit Interactive, launching a new firm, Lim Consulting. He will focus on political strategy, organizational development, and fundraising. And Steve Miller, a GW grad and James Carville alum, is now advising the Labour Party in Israel. Israeli journalists frequently have to clarify that he's not the same Stephen Miller who works for Trump. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.